to episode 12 of Killer Crawl Space. This was the third episode I was contacted about. Like I said, the other two were short. This one probably going to be much longer. But to give an update, the Michael Johnson episode 11, there was a lot of feedback, and I posted where one of the people from the family member, you know, was talking about the coverage and stuff. So I was able to get quite a few views over the weekend. So hopefully something positive will come out of that. Like I said, you can contact the family, contact the local police in that area, or you can message my Facebook page or something, and I will make sure the information gets where it needs to go. But this episode will feature a lady from, Bridgeport, West Virginia, is where she disappeared at. Her name was Jenna Maley. I think I'm pronouncing that right. She was 30 years old when she was arrested along with a 31-year-old Ricky Carpenter on drugs and charged back in February of 2013. So basically, she was arrested almost a year later on January 8th, 2014. She disappeared. The authorities at that time thought that she had fled the community corrections, but they're kind of now, I guess, after a short period of time after that, they think there's more to her story now of her, well, her disappearance. So they don't know where she's at. Like I said, it's, well, the 8th of this month, made 4 years, and still no sign of where she's at. But she was last seen at the Meadowbrook Mall in Bridgeport on, like I said, January 8th, 2014, around 4:30 p.m. And the family felt she was messed up in the wrong crowd. So that kind of right there seems it was more of, you know, the possibly drugs again and that whole thing. Like, the drugs are getting very, very bad in, well, not only in West Virginia, but everywhere. You know, people are getting mixed up in the wrong crowd, and it's sad, especially when a girl goes missing like this. And you can only hope she's still alive out there. But like I said, four years, you know, you don't know. You would think she would have contacted somebody by now. But it, like I said, it's hard to tell where things like this go sometimes. But like I said, there's not a whole lot of information on her. And, like I said, I just kind of wanted to give this coverage like I did the other two. But I was digging in a little bit on her Facebook page, and there's, I guess, a boyfriend of hers at the time accusing of, I guess, another guy that she was dating when she disappeared of harming her. I don't know if that's true or not, but I was looking in on it, and the dude that she was with around that time, he actually died. I don't know if it was, you know, medical or OD. I don't know why he died, but I just saw where people was commenting, you know, like where they remembered him and stuff like that. So, yeah. Which, would he, you know, have done something? Who knows? But hopefully, like I said, something can be found on Jenna Maley in the future. Like I said, if you have any information, contact the local law enforcement up in Bridgeport, West Virginia. And we'll hopefully something can be done. Like I said, you can message my Facebook page, anything like that. But thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you in episode 13.